Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So, we're doing Tradio today. I think we should talk about the elephant in the room.
Oh, what's that?
They're these massive birds.
That's right. I didn't think they would stay, so I didn't go out and look before I came here. So maybe after.
Yeah. I probably saw them 20 minutes ago, half an hour ago, up by the ballpark in the muskeg behind there. But they look like they were sleeping very kindly and softly. So
okay.
I tried to be very quiet.
Resting before they head off on their journey again.
And we have a muskeg message hot from the press.
Ooh.
This one's too hairy. We will pick up mom on Monday. And the tides are too low this morning and the weekend mornings. Call me from the neighbors. And that's from Petula. Okay. Enough muskeg messages. Let's do Tradio. Caller on line one, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Tomorrow is the big day.
Tomorrow is BC Oz.
Oh, it's the race.
It's the race. Tomorrow is BC Oz out at Sandy Beach. The race begins at 9. Warm-ups are at 8:45. And we start registration out there at 8 a.m. We still have T-shirts available. And it's $25 to register. And cash your check on that, please. But, yeah, I think Desi will be outside today selling shirts. We are registering at Lee's Clothing until 5:30 today. And then tomorrow, just show up and join us. You can walk, you can run, you can stroll. It should be lots of fun for a great cause.
Yes. After my morning stuff routine, I will be in.
great. And then, people can do the race, and then they can go to the Lutheran yard sale and, I guess, basement sale. And then I do have an update on the dance recital tickets. Oh. We are sold out for Monday. We have Tuesday available, but now, as of last evening, we were sold out of Monday.
Okay. Thank you for the heads up.
Yeah.
I'll make a note.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. Hope to see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So we have a few callers on the line. Caller on line two, you're on the air.
Hello. Good morning. It's Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Hello. Joyce is calling for the Sons of Bingo tonight. Doors open 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. We are having Salisbury meatballs and macaroni salad, and we're having fresh fruit for a snack or so. And I'm going to the Lutheran basement sale and the dance recital. And the reason I call early for Tradio is because I go a bingo size also. So that is my report.
Okay, thanks, Joyce. Pretty expensive.
But also, we don't have no bingo at the Suns next Friday, the 24th, is because of the painting classes that's going on.
Right, but there definitely will be bingo today.
Yes, please, people, come. We're going to have some good food and good atmosphere.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Okay. All right. And then we have another caller on line three. You're on the air.
Morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is Sunny Rice. I'm calling with three things for Alaska Sea Grant and the library and others. The first is today at noon, not too long from now, Dr. Fred Sharp is in town, and he's going to give a talk about microclimates in Southeast Alaska, including some Mediterranean climates, which is kind of interesting, thinking about our mostly temperate rainforest. So it's unusual. The science series talk is going to be at noon because that's the time we were able to make it work for Fred. So come on down to the public library, and you can hear from him. And then on Wednesday, April 22nd, there is a this is another science series talk. There's a graduate student who just finished his PhD work looking at the relationship between sea otters and the commercial Dungeness crab fisheries. And so I thought that one might be of interest locally. I asked him to do a Zoom talk for that one. So if it's a Zoom talk, then folks can come down to the library and I will set up the Zoom and get everything going and we can watch it just like a usual science series. This is at 6:30 on the 22nd. Or if somebody just wants to email me at sunny.rice@alaska.edu, I can send them the Zoom link and they can watch from home if they know how to do that. So I think that one should be very fascinating. I saw his, I saw him give a talk, a similar talk before, and it's got some good information in there. So, but the main thing really that I wanted to call about is that we are teaching a business planning class on April 27th and 28th in the evening. It's going to be at the Parks and Rec Community Room, designed for commercial fishermen or seafood processing type people that want to have a business idea, but open to others too. And we're going to get into the actual sitting down and writing a business plan that you might need to do to ask for a loan or just to help you think through a business idea, as well as some financial spreadsheets to help you really pencil out an idea like that. Folks can call me about that. Oh, go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I was just going to confirm. Okay, so it's Parks and Recs, Parks and Rec, 27th and 28th, did you say?
Yep, Monday the 27th, Tuesday the 28th. This one has pre-registration.
Okay.
So,
and
so
your
go
number?
Go to alaskaseagrant.org. Oh, 772-3381, or you can go to alaskaseagrant.org and look under events, and you'll see it there, and you can register that way.
Okay. Okay.
Great. And folks, and call me with questions. I can talk to all about any of those items. And have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, Sunny.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. And we've got another caller on line four. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Barb Luer. I am looking for a portable Hoyer lift that you have in your home to borrow or rent while Sabrina's here for her dad's celebration of life.
What?
She's here
Sorry.
May 11th.
Wait. Let's go back to the beginning. We did not hear what you're looking for.
I'm looking for a in-home portable Hoyer lift.
Hoyer.
Yep.
Is
or
that,
any kind of
is that
lift,
a,
but most of them are Hoyer.
Oh, so that's a brand.
That's a brand.
Okay.
Okay. And what were the dates?
May 11th through the 17th.
Okay. And your number?
907-518-0574.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we're not familiar with that, so
yeah.
It kind of went, phew.
Yeah, most of them are Hoyers. I think there is a few, like Trixie and stuff, but any kind of lift, personal lift to get her in and out of bed.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right, think we got it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, and we've got another couple callers, starting with caller on line one. You're on the air.
Hi, is that me?
Yes.
Hello, this is Ann calling for the Petersburg Humane Association.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, I have three things to talk about today. The first thing is we have a wonderful cat available for adoption. Her name is Velvet, Black Velvet. She's got a beautiful, short, sleek black coat and golden eyes. She's 3 years old. She's spayed, current on vaccines. She's good to go. She's from a household of animals, and now she's all alone at the shelter. So she's really inquisitive and friendly and playful. So if anybody was interested in adopting her, they could call the cell phone, 907-518-1091. And there's pictures of her on Facebook, on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And then we also want to talk about spay and neuter applications that are available to people who are financially struggling. And they can fill out an application. You can find it on our website, petersburghumane.org, or call our cell phone, and we can help you. And we the board approves all the applicants, and we usually do it within like 24 hours. So it's a quick turnover, and there's a vet in town right now. So if anybody's interested in that, they can look on our website, and you go to like the three dots on the top right, and the drop-down menu will show you where to go. And also, on the front of our website is flocking.
All right.
The flocking fundraiser post. So that is also, you can go to our website, petersburghumane.org, and it's right at the top.
Okay. And for those people that may be new, this you might want to describe what you're doing.
Yeah, so we've been doing this fundraiser for, I don't know, a long, many years, at least 10, 15 years at least. And every spring, we have a flock of flamingos that we put around in people's yard, and you can pay to have it put in somebody's yard.
Oh,
yes.
I forget how much the donation is, but I think it's $20. But anyway, then people will wake up and there will be a flock of flamingos in their yard. And then they'll move the next day. They're there for 24 hours. So people can call our cell phone if they're interested in that, or go to the website especially. It's more helpful to go to the website and just do it from there. Yeah, and so this cat Velvet, if anybody's interested in adopting, call 907-518-1091.
Okay.
Thank you, Ann.
Thanks.
Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Bye. All right, and we have another caller on line two. You're on the air.
Good morning. How
Hello.
Are you guys today?
Doing
okay.
Good, Sally. How are
Sally.
You?
Good. Hey, I just wanted a little shout-out about the classes coming up for the Rosemallers. We start on Tuesday and go through Saturday. We do have three of the classes full. We still have a little bit of room on Saturday for beginners because we plan for 20 openings on that one, and we have 15, so we still have a really good sized class. And then if people are interested to see what we're up to, you can always pop up like on Friday. We're there from 9 to 4. We're calling it our catch-up day, so people will be working on different projects to get them finished up. You can kind of see what's going on, and that's just kind of wander through and say hi to people and then bug out, you know, if you're bored. But Monday we're having a little meet and greet the teacher for the students and Sons of Norway members and anybody that's kind of interested. It's just going to be real informal from 4:30 to 6, and there'll be a few cookies there, and just come and if you are interested, meet who she is and how she got started in rosemauling. She's coming up from Eugene, Oregon, and we're just got our fingers crossed that Monday the planes will fly, because she's coming in on the morning because she had to overnight in Seattle to get here. Can't get here in one day. Anyway, it's going to be exciting. We've got four really good projects we're working on, interesting wood pieces, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, and who can they contact if they need to see if there's room in classes?
They can contact Polly at 518-0866 or myself at 518-0601. And we do have posters around a lot of the businesses downtown, and I believe on your website at KFSK. And you can take a look at the pictures and see what the classes are and what day they're being offered on, because, like, the bean pot is Tuesday, and, you know, it kind of works that way. We kind of pass through till we're all done and do the gem boxes on Saturday.
Okay, and you said a website. Whose website?
Our website.
We sent it to KFSK.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll be on our community calendar.
All right.
So, yeah. And then we are providing lunch each of the days and for the students. And we also provide brushes for them to use if they're new and don't have brushes and aren't sure if they're going to invest or not. Brushes don't come cheap. And we are also providing the paint. So what they really need to do is just background their wood and sit and enjoy class and get to know whoever's sitting next to them. We do two to a table.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, stop by if you're interested at all. Just seeing what we're doing. Be nosy. It's okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Sally.
Thanks.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great weekend. It's a busy one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And then we have another caller on line 3. Thanks for being patient. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning. Tomorrow is the big day for the annual Petersburg Lutheran Church Basement Baked Goods, Books, Soup, and Bread sale.
Yes.
So it runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The basement of the church is overflowing with amazing selection of new and gently used items. Holy Cross House has hundreds of books. The pastry shop featuring the yummiest baked goodies ever. And soup and bread. And there's 13 different kinds of soup and homemade bread. And you're welcome to sit down and eat it in the Holy Cross House, or we also have takeout. And that's about it, I guess. I want to thank KFSK. You guys are just amazing getting the word out on all the events in this community for years and years, and it's much appreciated.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that.
All proceeds will support community programs through the Lutheran Church. See you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye.
Wow.
Hey, that was a great little trade deal, I think.
Yeah, well.
It's still running.
Yes, and the other thing that's happening on Saturday, isn't there pasta?
Oh, that's a great point. Yes, there is a...
dinner that you can pick
dinner,
up.
There's a dinner fundraiser.
Yeah, dinner fundraiser also.
One of the volleyball teams is putting on.
A vodka sauce.
Yes.
And pasta fundraiser.
I know.
To support the kids going to the Greek volleyball tournament.
Yes.
And it is
exciting.
Pasta and garlic bread.
Okay.
Gluten-free available.
Yes.
$15 pickup at the Moose between 5 and 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew I had seen that last night, but...
Yeah, that sounded delicious.
Yes.
That's on Saturday.
And what time was it again?
Between 5 and 7.
5 to 7, Moose. Yeah. Okay.
Basement.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. Here it is. Yeah. You got it all right, Julie.
Imagine.
I know, I should stop being surprised. And the other thing I wanted to say is that the borough is accepting letters of interest for those who want to serve as a planning commissioner.
Oh, okay.
I feel like that one doesn't get read out very often.
No, probably not.
And that position will be through next October, or this coming October, so through the municipal election. And letters of interest can be submitted in person to the clerk's office at the municipal building, or you can mail it to their P.O. Box 329 Petersburg, AK. And, you know, to qualify, you just have to be a registered voter of the borough and have been residents here for at least a year.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to talk about is what's going on with the library.
Oh, the library. Of course, now I just totally blanked out. I had all these things in my head that were going on. Actually, there is, this is kind of self-serving in a way, but the...
I know it's coming.
On Tuesday at noon, there is a celebration, the Friends of the Library are celebrating 25 years of being in existence. And April is kind of library month and book month and everything else. And so
poetry month.
And poetry month.
And jazz appreciation month.
Yes, jazz appreciation month. So it's a busy, busy month. And anyway, so there's kind of a celebration for that happening on Tuesday at noon at the public library.
And it also is celebrating, which you won't say, your long years of service since you're going to retire this year.
Yes.
And Don Nelson as well, also honored, and Friends of the Petersburg Library has been doing that work for 25 years. How long have you been at the library?
37 years.
Wow, Chris.
Wow.
That's amazing. Okay, yeah. Well, just don't retire from KFSK on Thursday nights, please.
I'm not thinking about that yet.
Okay.
We anyway, require a 10 years heads up, by the way, for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that'll be a big celebration on Tuesday.
Yeah.
At noon, right?
Yes, at
okay,
noon.
At the library.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's happening. Ashley Lohr is going to be doing some more classes. This Saturday, I believe, is the...
Mama to Mama.
Yes, Mama to Mama, and also the...
Brandy Heppy.
Yes, Brandy Heppy.
Brandy's doing the read aloud.
Yes.
For Baby Raven Reads
right.
at noon. And then I believe it's 2 o'clock... the Mama to
yes.
Mama Milk meetup with Kelly.
Yes, and so there's
Worked.
So many things happening this Saturday. You have to pick and choose.
Yeah, that's I think you definitely do.
Yeah.
Julie, your mind is, your hippocampus must be massive. I think about those London cab drivers who have never, ever used a map, but they know every single street in that city, and it's a massive city. And I feel like your brain is also like that. It knows all the little intricacies and back alleys and everything.
More of the public service announcements, because I get
yes.
to write them up and put them several places and then read them all morning.
Yes, yeah. And I only look at them once at night, so.
No, I really like having that way of letting the community know, and we really appreciate people calling us, because sometimes I'll go trolling through Facebook because people forget and they put it on there. They forget to call us, but as many places as you can put an event, I think
yes.
it's better
yes.
for turnout.
Yes.
So there's lots of ways, but
lots
the radio
of ways.
Is a good way.
Very mm-hmm. good way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not to plug ourselves.
No, I want people to use the resource. So, folks, if you're listening in and something has come to mind that you want to put on the air for Buy, Sell, Trade or an event coming up, our number, 907-772-3808. And, Chris, I have one thing that I'm in search of
yes.
that I'd like to put in as a personal citizen.
Okay.
I'm looking for an RCA or component cord. I have one, but I think it's faulty. So it should just have the three prongs, so audio in white and red, so left and right,
oh.
and then a yellow video.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if anyone has ever played on a Wii, like the
uh-huh.
Wii would plug in with a component, or a DVD player would also probably plug into a component. Yeah, and my number is 907-518-1288.
1288.
And I'd be willing to pay something for it. I just don't want to buy it new if I can help
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We might have one.
You know, everyone says that. And so I'm hoping people will reach out.
Somebody will find one that's not in use.
Yeah, and you know, TVs now use HDMI or
yeah,
something else.
Yeah, right, so. Right. And so, yeah, I bet hanging off the back of some of our component or some of our old... Anyway,
yeah.
old electronics.
Shall we do a rundown?
Yes, we will do a rundown. So, Cynthia called. Beat the Odds is coming up tomorrow at Sandy Beach is the start. You can register tomorrow at 8 a.m. at Sandy Beach. There's an 8:45 warm-up, and the run-walk starts at 9 a.m. You can also go to Lee's today until they close to register. There's a $25 fee. They still have T-shirts available. So that's Lee at Lee's. She also let us know that for the dance recital, they are sold out on Monday. There's still some tickets available for Tuesday. Joyce called For the Sons of Norway, bingo is happening tonight. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. They're having Salisbury meatballs, macaroni salad, and fruit. And just a heads up, because there are rose mauling classes coming up, there will be no bingo on the 24th.
But bingo tonight, for sure.
Bingo tonight, yes. It's the 17th tonight, so there is bingo. Sonny called today at noon. Fred Sharp is going to be giving a talk at the public library about kind of Mediterranean climate in Southeast Alaska.
Yeah.
So that should be very interesting. He is in town. The 22nd, on Wednesday, there's a grad student that will be discussing the Association of Sea Otters and Crab.
Cool.
And that will be a Zoom meeting. And again, it will be held at the library at 6:30 p.m. And since it is Zoom, you might be able to contact Sunny to get that link. I'll give you a number in just a minute. She also is letting people know there is a business planning class coming up. It will be held at Parks and Rec the evenings of the 27th and 28th. You do need to pre-register. You can do that by going to alaskaseagrant.org or give Sunny a call at 907-772-3381. And there is a fee for that. It looks like the fee is $25. Someone is looking for an in-home Hoyer lift, and that's a lift to help people get in and out of bed. They need this from May 11th through the 17th. If you can help them out, contact 907-518-0574. Anne called from the Humane Association. They have a cat, Velvet, black, 3-year-old. She is spayed. Looking for somebody to adopt this playful cat. The number to call is 907-518-1091. They are also offering spay and neuter applications. You can go to petersburghumane.org, and the applications have a quick turnover time, and right now there's a vet in town, so you might want to take advantage of this right now. Also letting us know that the flocking fundraiser is going on. If you would like to put some flamingos in your friend's yard or your own yard to enjoy them for a while, give them a call at that number, which is 907-518-1091, or go to petersburghumane.org and check out what they are doing. Sally called. The rose mauling classes are coming up. They are the 21st through 25th of this month. They still have some room for the beginner's class on Saturday. If you just want to check out what's going on, you can drop in on Friday from 9 to 4 to see people working on their projects and finishing up. There is a meet and greet on Monday from 4:30 to 6 to meet the teacher who's coming in from Eugene. The lunch is provided for the students, as well as brushes and paint. If you need more information or you're looking to see if there's room in classes, you can call Polly at 907-518-0866 or Sally at 907-518-0601. Lutheran Church Basement Sale is happening on Saturday from 10 to 2. They've got books, baked goods, soup, and bread, besides all the donated items. The funds go to support community programs. And there is also a fundraiser going on in the Moose Basement from 5 to 7 on Saturday. There's vodka pasta and bread for $15. Planning Commission is looking for letters of interest to serve on the board. You can go to the city offices or send that to Box 329, Petersburg. And Isaiah is looking for an RCA. What did you call it?
It's a component.
Just a component. It has the audio left and right plus the yellow plug.
Yay.
The number to call is 907-518-1091. 1288.
Wow. Well done, Chris. I know, a bit of a marathon. Well, Chris, thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome. You're my host
for Tradio. And I'll see folks back here in case they missed a chance to do Tradio on Wednesday. So next week, Wednesday, we will have Tradio again at 9 o'clock. All right, folks, we're going to turn back to music right after this message.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.